The Positive Organization, Breaking Free from Conventional Cultures, Constraints, and Beliefs. Written by Robert E. Quinn. Narrated by Wayne Shepherd. Introduction. The Reality of Possibility. One day, Laura Morgan Roberts spoke at the Center for Positive Organizations. Dr. Roberts is a researcher who studies identity and seeks to understand how people can flourish at work. She spoke of modern work life, the effort to find balance, and a terrible paradox she has identified. She pushed her clicker and a very simple slide went up on the screen. It read as follows: overextended and underutilized. I could feel something happening. I looked around. The audience was full of professionals who worked in organizations. The slide seemed to have an actual physical impact. Faces were full of pain. It was a rather remarkable moment. Many people are overworked. They live on the edge of exhaustion. This fact is publicly recognized, and there is endless discussion about how to better manage our ever-shrinking supply of time. What is not so widely recognized, however, is that many of those same people are being underutilized. Their strengths go untapped, and their unique gifts go unexpressed. They are giving all their time and energy, yet they get back only a financial return. Their paycheck is important, but it is not enough. As they pursue recognition, wealth, and security, they are infected by the epidemic of disinterest and end up joining the legions of the walking dead. Laura's slides seemed to bring all this to the fore in three simple words. The next morning, I found myself pondering Laura's paradox. Recognizing that every coin has a flip side, I wrote this contrasting paradox.